everyone, and thanks for joining us on OHL News. I'm your host, Terry Doyle. Coming up on this week's show, we'll head to Sudbury, where the Wolves are in the thick of things in the OHL Central Division. Meantime, in Plymouth, the Whalers are hosting their fifth annual Pink Out game for breast cancer awareness. But first, this week's OHL Player of the Week is Sudbury Wolves forward Josh Levo, as he scored 6 goals in 3 games last week and had a +5 over that period. All 3 of the games for the Wolves were wins on the road. Very important road victories for the Sudbury Wolves early in this point in the season. Levo, a 19-year-old from Innisfil, Ontario, was a third-round pick of the Toronto Maple Leafs in the 2011 NHL Entry Draft, and right now at the top of the OHL with 7 goals after scoring a total of 32 last season in Sudbury. We'll head back to the Nickel City in just a moment, but first, let's go to Michigan, where the Plymouth Whalers are holding their 5th annual Pink Out game. It's a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness. Alex Aliardi of the Whalers is getting set for his 3rd Pink Out game this Saturday night, and he joins me now.
I mean, it's a really big game. I mean, we got the Lucky Hair Salon. We all dyed our hair pink for it, and I mean, it's for a great cause, and I mean, our team really puts it, like, our organization really, you know, puts us behind it, and I mean, we really put all 4 effort into it, and I mean, we usually get a really good turnout for a crowd, and it's usually a great game.
I know people who are around the league, there's other games that go on like this as well, but for you guys, you kind of touched on it there, but you guys all get together and do the pink hair thing as well and get it done, you know, professionally done. I'm sure that's quite the team bonding experience as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a good time, too. We're all joking around, and I mean, we go to Lucky's Hair Salon in Canton, do a great job there, and they, you know, really treat us well there, and I mean, it's a good feeling. I mean, it's a lot of team bonding. We're always joking around and laughing about it in the locker room. And this year we got to play 3 games with pink hair, and last year we only got to play 2. So get the youth out of it for sure.
Do the first-year guys and maybe any new Whalers that you've been around, when they first hear about it, think, wait a minute, we're doing pink hair, and then, of course, have a lot of fun with it when it actually happens?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at first you're kind of like pink hair, and like you really think about it, like I'm going to have pink hair, and then you know, once you see like the older guys and, you know, everyone gets into it and we're all joking around and laughing about it and people are doing mohawks and, you know, sideburn cuts and stuff like that, kind of just makes it a good feeling and really gets us ready for the game for sure.
Were you around the team a couple of years ago when Mike Vellucci ended up with pink hair?
No, I wasn't. That was the year before I came, but I mean, I wish I could have seen it, I'll tell you that.
I'm sure it was quite the sight indeed. For you guys, the way the season started, sort of 500 right now. What's the feeling around the room the way the first couple of weeks have gotten underway?
We're still feeling okay. I mean, we're feeling fine. It's not the way we wanted to start or any team wants to start at 500, but I think we're going to turn around real quick here and, you know, kind of get on a good streak here.
From Plymouth, let's head to Sudbury, where the Wolves are right in the middle of things with Niagara and Barrie in quite a battle in the early season standings in the Central Division. Stu Kernan is the radio play-by-play man in Sudbury and joins me now.
Stu, let's talk about this Wolves team right in the thick of things in the Central Division right off the bat. A little bit of a logjam has started early. Give me your take on how the season has started for the Wolves.
Well, you know, it's been kind of an up-and-down season for the hockey club, no question about that. They got off to a great start, first 2 wins on home ice on opening weekend against Oshawa and Brampton. Then they go off on the road for a number of games, and that included a 3-game Western trip that saw losses in Saginaw, Plymouth, and Windsor. So all of a sudden, after such a great start, things kind of came down a bit. But last weekend, the Wolves back on the road again for another 3, and they came away with 3 victories over Peterborough, Kingston, and Ottawa. So just like that, which started out great, and then they had a little bit of a slump with the Western road trip, and then they're right back on a 3-game winning streak. So I think, you know, it's going to be an interesting season for the hockey club. There's been some changes. Obviously, you know, you've got some players like Michael Scarbosa not with the club anymore, so they're going to be looking to some other players to step it up.
Well, Josh Levo leads the team in scoring right now. Is this a group that, as the season goes on, if they're going to have success, will be one of those teams that gets scoring out of line 1, line 2, line 3?
They do have a little bit of depth this year, which is kind of nice. Last year, of course, they relied on Scarbosa quite a bit. They're going to be relying on Josh Levo as well this year. If this team is going to have any success, he's going to have to perform like he did last weekend with the 6 goals on the road trip. But you've got to look at guys like Nathan Pansel. He's off to a pretty good start. He had 23 goals last season. They're going to need production from him again. Michael Cantor has kind of stepped up. into an offensive role this year. He's always been known as a grinder, but he's up on the top line with Pancel and Levo. So kind of new for him, but he seems to kind of relish that role as an offensive guy after spending years and years just kind of grinding it out.
Stu, the big news, unfortunately, out of Sudbury this week is the passing of longtime PA announcer Bert Keeney Sr., a gentleman who many people probably knew the voice more than they necessarily probably even knew his name, especially visiting fans coming into Sudbury. But here's a gentleman who saw a whole lot of hockey in Sudbury over the years.
Yeah, he certainly did. 59 years, Burke was the PA announcer at the Sudbury Arena, so he's been the or was the PA announcer for the entire 40-plus year career that the Sudbury Wolves have been in the Ontario Hockey League. He passed away recently, and the city really is in a state of mourning right now. Burke was very well known in the community, not just for what he did at the rink, but he did a lot of stuff away from the rink as far as the sports community is concerned in the Sudbury area. He was such a great guy, and it just, when he retired last season, midway through the season, it's no offense to the guys that are doing the PA now, but just doesn't sound the same without that booming voice of Bert Keeney.
Was it one of those two that when you have sort of an old classic arena, the voice went with it?
Oh, no question about that. I remember 10 years ago when I first got to Sudbury, my first game at the Sudbury Arena, I walked in and I heard this voice letting everybody know that there was 1 minute until ice resurfacing. And I'm thinking, what the heck was that? But that was Bert Keeney. He had his own very unique style. One of my favorite things from Burke was that when the Foligno's played here, and he was the announcer when Mike Foligno played a number of years ago, then, of course, Nick and Marcus over the past few years, he loved it when a Foligno scored a goal because he'd get the Italian accent out and really emphasize that Foligno name. So that was one of my favorite memories, and I got into a routine of always going up to the booth just to see Burke because he was such a fountain of information about not just Sudbury Wolves hockey, but other players from the Ontario Hockey League that passed through the Sudbury Arena over the years. So he was a fountain of information, and he certainly will be missed.
That was Sudbury Wolves radio play-by-play man Stu Kernan, and we certainly pass along our condolences to the entire Sudbury Wolves hockey family. That's our show for this week. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for listening to OHL News.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.